Part 2. You'll hear part of a radio documentary about a dessert. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences.
Pavlova is a meringue-based dessert named after the Russian ballet dancer Anna Pavlova. It is a cake similar to meringue with a crispy crust and soft, light inner. The dessert is believed to have been created to honour the dancer during or after one of her tours to Australia and New Zealand in the 1920s. Where it was created and the nationality of its creator has been a source of argument between the two nations for many years, but research indicates New Zealand as the source. The dessert is a popular dish and an important part of the national cuisine of both countries, and is frequently served during celebratory or holiday meals, such as Christmas lunch. All currently available research suggests the recipe originated in New Zealand. Keith Money, a biographer of Anna Pavlova, wrote that a chef in a hotel in Wellington created the dish when Pavlova visited there in 1926 on her world tour. Professor Helen Leach, a culinary anthropologist at the University of Otago in New Zealand, has researched the pavlova and has compiled a library of cookbooks containing 667 pavlova recipes from more than 300 sources. Her book, The Pavlova Story, A Slice of New Zealand's Culinary History, contains a timeline of pavlova history which gives 1935 for the first Australian pavlova recipe and 1929 for the recipe in the rural magazine New Zealand Dairy Exporter Annual. It has been claimed that Bert Saxer originated the dish at the Esplanade Hotel in Perth, Australia in 1935. A relative of Saxer's wrote to Leach, suggesting that Saxer possibly got the year wrong when dating the recipe. But Leach replied they wouldn't find evidence for that, simply because it's just not showing up in the cookbooks until really the 1940s in Australia. Of such arguments, Matthew Evans, a restaurant critic for the Sydney Morning Herald, said it was unlikely a definitive answer about the pavlova's origins would ever be found. People have been doing meringue with cream for a long time. I don't think Australia or New Zealand were the first to think of doing that, he said. Pavlova is made by beating egg whites to a very stiff consistency before folding in caster sugar, white vinegar, cornstarch and sometimes vanilla, and slow baking the mixture similarly to meringue. This makes the outside of the pavlova a crisp, crunchy shell, while the interior remains soft and moist. The pavlova's internal consistency is thus completely different from that normally associated with meringue, having more of a soft marshmallow texture. This difference is due to the addition of cornstarch, the use of which is the defining feature of a pavlova recipe. Pavlova is traditionally decorated with a topping of whipped cream and fresh fruit, such as strawberries and kiwi fruit. Raspberry is a popular topping in the United Kingdom, with the tartness of raspberries contrasting with the sweetness of sugar. Factory-made pavlovas can be purchased at supermarkets and decorated as desired. A commercial product is available that includes pre-mixed ingredients for baking the meringue shell, requiring only the addition of water and sugar. Te Papa, New Zealand's National Museum in Wellington, celebrated its first birthday in February 1999 with the creation of the world's largest pavlova, named Pavzilla, cut by the Prime Minister of New Zealand at the time, Jenny Shipley.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.